Can someone be inspired more than by a personality other than his guru?
Is that considered disloyal to guru?
The person who inspires him should inspire him to follow his guru. Otherwise he's disloyal. If someone inspires you to follow your guru, then he's very good. If he inspires you to go in a different direction, he's not very good.
If somebody inspires a person to follow his guru, but he is not a spiritual master,
He is a spiritual master. He's following. He's inspiring you to follow your spiritual master. Then he's also a spiritual master.
Small continuation of that last one, small that revelation. So, like Prabhuji was asking that somebody may be serious. He has the option of many bona fide spiritual masters. Now the question comes that in that then devotees feel that okay, when Krishna will reveal to me. And then some such stories comes into picture that you know somebody was in the dream, Krishna revealed to him another bona fide spiritual master, okay. Or the bona fide spiritual master came in a dream. So then how the devotee he's serious and he's got options now and he's waiting for revelation of Krishna. What will happen or
he may wait a long time. Maybe you got a dream, it doesn't mean I'll also get a dream. Alright, it's like Prabhupada, he got a dream that you should take sannyas. Now if everyone says, well I won't take sannyas until I get a dream. Maybe someone got a dream, and a dream that you invest in such and such business and you'll make money. So now no one else will start a business until he gets a dream. All right, maybe you had a dream, maybe you had a good dream. Your dream matched Shastra, so all right. But now everyone else has to wait to get a dream because you had a dream. Our authorities are not recommending that you wait for dreams. You look and see what the qualification is, you see where you're getting inspiration. Like that. Where you're getting reciprocation.
The reciprocation in the sense?
Narahari Thakur is talking about that. You know, you're looking for help. Is he willing to help you? Sometimes you don't get sort of, you put out your... You know, just like you're interested in a girl, but she's not interested in you. Well, that's the end of that, unless you're very determined. So there's reciprocation. You're looking for some help in government affairs. You approach someone. The person agrees, yes, I'll help you. All right, I found the right person. But if the person just says, you know, I'm very busy and I can't think about these things, well, you know, you have to keep knocking on doors because he didn't reciprocate. He had the power, he could have helped you, but he wasn't interested for some reason or another. Maybe it's true, maybe he's just overloaded with work or whatever reason. But you find someone is reciprocating with you, you're looking for help, he's willing to help you.
His sajatiya with the spiritual master sajatiya thing.
Sajatiya is a sort of a complex concept. It's used in some fairly complex contexts. But in this context, sajatiya, you want to be Krishna conscious? He wants you to be Krishna conscious? Sajatiya. You want to be Krishna conscious and he wants to teach you how to worship Lord Shiva. not simple to you. You want to follow in Prabhupada's line, but he wants to teach you, you know, Babaji line. It's not Sajjati. It's not such, again, it's not so spooky, mysterious. Simple thing. What do you want to do? I want to learn to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. All these other non-followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're not Sajjati. I want to follow as Prabhupada. All right, now that's further specification. Jati means, we were reading it the other day, specification. You get more and more specific. I want to be brought up in Prabhupada's life. Otherwise, if they're not, then they go someplace else. They want to go to Gaudiya, they want to go. Come on, go. You're interested in something else. Okay, you're not, you don't want to be in this family, you want to be in a different family. We wish you well. Someone says, no, I want to be in this family. All right, then. Here.
I don't know, even within that, somebody, this is the broad understanding which you gave. Now, going forward, after a few years, that is after 5 years or 10 years of accepting initiation, then he may find different interest which is not as per the area of service of spiritual master.
That's called not very good. Different interests? Means what?
But within ISKCON's purview of ISKCON's mission, so the spiritual master may have different interest of different area of service or different...
That may be.
And he may have different.
That may be, but... Then he approaches the spiritual master that I'm interested in this, and the spiritual master says, good, then you're good. Not that, just like I'm in publishing, so it doesn't mean that if I accept a disciple, he has to be a publisher. He may be interested in science, or he may be interested in puja, or maybe interested in something else. Not that, unless you're doing the thing that I'm focused on, unless you come to Africa, not like that. Just like Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he's teaching. So he's not a scientist. But it's not that if you want to be a scientist, you can't be Gopal Krishna Maharaj's disciple, because he's not doing science. If he says, yes, very good, you're IIT man, and you've done physics, and you can join Bhaktivedanta, then that's fine. Otherwise, if he says, no, don't waste your time, then don't waste your time.
So he was telling this means that gradually the desires of spiritual master only should become your desire.
Hey, you have to understand what that desire is.
And get it approved. Then you have the desire. He is approving.
Finally, the spiritual master wants desires that the disciple go back home, back to God. But it's not that, well, I'm going to, that's my desire also, so there's a process. The spiritual master desires that the disciple follow the process. And the spiritual master has some particular, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Or he may not, he may do this or this or this. Just be engaged. So you have to see. But we shouldn't have our Nakuriya Maria, some other desire. Well, my Guru Maharaj wants this, but I want something else. Sense gratification. We should try to understand the mission of the spiritual master and make that our wholehearted. And it may not be stereotyped that it's always going to be done this way, this way, this way. According to the spiritual masters, approval or rejection. Not my mental speculation. Well, I think I'd become Krishna conscious this way, and I'd like to do such and such. And then you're your own doctor. Well, like, my doctor wants me to be cured, and I want me to be cured. And he's telling me to do this, but I think I should do that. Now you're nonsense.
Prabhupada, it was very easy for devotees to choose Srila Prabhupada as the spiritual master. Because yeah,
because there's only one choice.
One choice. And he was alone during the
there was an obvious choice.
But now, because of this, many bona fide gurus are there, his disciples.
So life has become harder, you have to make choices.
So how one can should choose what?
You have to see the qualifications, that's all. It's not just by, not a matter of sentiments.
All of them.
Then choose as you like. Same thing, this car, this is a good car, that's a good car, that's also a good car. Choose any car you like. Choose the yellow one. Just, I don't care. As long as it's as long as it's a car, I don't care if you choose the yellow one, the green one, or the blue one. That's your decision. But it should be a car. And if you're serious, you're probably looking more at the engine than at the color. Looking to see how the spiritual masters engaged in Krishna service, how you're getting inspiration there. You can have your own considerations, but within the realm of those who are qualified. Well, kirtan, but you have to know what is kirtan. The guru who's building big temples is also doing kirtan. The guru who's publishing books is also doing kirtan. Not just the person who's sitting in the temple playing kartals. He's doing kirtan. You have to know what kirtan is. You have to find the person who's qualified to take you back to Godhead. Not just that he has to be interested in, you know, what you're interested in. If you're interested in photography, the spiritual master has to be interested in photography. Not like that. He has to know the science of Krishna, and his interest should be to bring you back to Godhead, and your interest should be to go.
That is allowed. That is okay. If somebody has a Krishna visual kirtan, kartal kirtan, Spirit Master is also doing.
Yeah, someone who's interested in kirtan, and there's some he's attracted by a spiritual master who leads very nice kirtan, that's fine. So whatever you, whatever, as long as you're within the realm of those who are qualified. The rest is details. You should be qualified. Doesn't matter. I don't care if you choose the green one or the yellow one or the pink one.
Imagine the Guru Vastakam is saying that Romansa Kampa Shukaranga Bhari. So, but a genuine devotee will not show his symptoms. So, what should we think while singing?
Therefore, we're.
What should we think when singing this to
this? Can understand the principle as explained in Nectar of Devotion, how these things are going on. But they're not always displayed. Prabhupada didn't give much emphasis to Romanja Kumbhashram. Gave more emphasis on preaching. One time I asked him, I was trying to ask something else, but he answered a question that he was probably asked many other times. I wanted to ask something in regard to Sri Radhika Madhavi Yoruba. And I had a different question of mine, it's a totally different subject, but Prabhupada answered, so that's if his relationship is bad for us. In other words, it's not required that the spiritual master has to be in Madhurya. So Prabhupada said, if that's his relationship. Otherwise you've addressed it. He's another relationship. It doesn't matter. The point is that he's engaged in Krishna's service. Intimately engaged in Krishna's service. Okay.
You said that we should not hear the person. We should not hear the person who is not Vaishnava. But so we work in the material world, we do job, so we have to hear them. So
doesn't mean that, you know, that if the bus driver says that'll be 3 rupees, you have to hold your ear. It means we shouldn't hear Krishna katha or adhyatmic katha. We shouldn't.
Maharaj, I want to know that means whether it is right or wrong. Means I have heard that in some incident Prabhupada told that.
Some what?
Some incidents of Prabhupada. So devotees asked some question and Prabhupada told that I made your qualification.
I made your qualification.
Means some devotees asked that.
Yeah, that's a well known. Prabhupada gave the example. He was in Mayapur one time. He was explaining causeless mercy. Someone asked about causeless mercy. And Prabhupada just took his hands like this, like he's giving a big bundle of money. He said, take it. He said, that's causeless mercy. So yes, we were not qualified.
So in that term, how could we understand bona fide disciple?
Qualified means we weren't qualified, but we came into the association, we became something like qualified. Narad Muni was just a boy, but he came into the association of the Bhakti Vedantas, and he became qualified. Everyone's unqualified by association. Therefore we're trying to give people association.
I heard when spiritual master accepts disciple, he takes all his reactions, what even nonsense things he have done in past. So my question is, one who is giving enlightenment, so why should one be interested to share that reactions?
Reactions are finished. Avidya vinashakata. Reactions means ignorance. So the ignorance is dispelled by the spiritual master's instructions. Whatever you did, now that's just like someone's a rascal. Sometimes we get some boy, he's kind of a rascal, but someone says, well, I'll take responsibility for him. Right? Some boy wants to join. It's known he's a little bit of a rascal, but someone takes mercy on him and says, all right, I'll take responsibility for him. So that means now it's not going to be considered that he was a rascal, because the patron has accepted responsibility. But now that rascal shouldn't be a rascal anymore. If he goes on being a rascal, then it's an embarrassment to the person who took the risk for him. You took some risk for me. I wanted to join the temple. They looked at my record and said, I don't think so. You said, no, he's a good boy. Let him join. I'll take care of him. Now, 3 days later, if I'm mixing with the women or smoking BDs or that's an embarrassment to you, isn't it? Your instruction was that I'll take responsibility for you, but stop your rascal. Then I'll take responsibility. And I have to agree, yes, I'll stop being a rascal.
What is the guru and what is the guru tattva? That means we should not tell ki this guru is, well, we should not promote our guru. Or like if some that person is really a serious and he asks, actually I want to know about guru and all. So it is good ki before we have to explain ki, like for example, I have my spiritual master and I told and I only impose him to give this his lecture, that spiritual master lecture. It is right?
I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion. It's not a... not a question about Vedic principles. It's just a question. Just don't force me. You're telling me about the glories of your guru, but I'm actually more interested over here. And don't try to push me out. You know, why are you interested in what you're doing? That's conscious. And no, everybody has to be interested in my guru. Is interested in some other guru? Perhaps. Also a Vaishnav. Good. Diversity is gives color. It's like the garland, it's nice because there's it's not all yellow, there's red, there's white, there's blue. So the garland becomes nice because there's variety. Not that I have to insist, no, they all have to be yellow. I may suggest more yellow would be nice, or you may like or not that it if I'm interested in somebody else. Your job is to make sure that I don't go down that road. Why? On what principle? Otherwise, you're enthusiastic about your group. Probably. Just don't try to force me. I have to also be so enthusiastic that I also take initiation. Take initiation elsewhere.
That means it is better ki we should not tell anything like when if the
you're asking the same question again. I told you I don't have an opinion about it.
Prabhupada said that Guru takes the risk when he accepts the disciple. So that risk is what the disciple has done in past some rascaldom or in future that disciple should not do some rascaldom.
Future. If everyone would follow the instruction of the Guru, there'd be no risk. As Krishna says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshisha. If every disciple would follow the instructions of the Guru, there'd be no risk in taking disciples. No risk at all, because they're all going to follow. The risk is that I'll accept someone, then he won't follow. Then I've got this problem case. So don't be a problem case for your Guru Maharaj.
Oh.
He's already taking a risk for you, a risk for others. So, instead of being a problem case, you should be a cause of satisfaction to your Guru. Yes, this boy is following nicely.